Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
What is happening with small businesses, and are they suffering under a weight of new legislation, higher costs and government, implemented measures? And I have here with me in studio the president of the Employment Recruitment Federation, and that is Siobhan Kinsley. You're very welcome, Siobhan.
Thank you,
Joe. Just to bring people up to speed, that is an organisation that represents all the recruitment agencies and headhunters and so on in the country, a national body. Siobhan, as you say, Your organisation is concerned about the raft of new measures that are being imposed upon small businesses. Minimum wage is one of them, but just talk us through about maybe one or two of the others as well.
Yeah, well, the minimum wage has gone up from 12.4%. So it's not just the minimum wage in itself, but that has a knock-on impact for wage demands up to the higher levels. On top of that, last year you had government announced a new public holiday that was paid for by business. On top of that, you had the introduction of statutory sick pay, a transference of liability from government to business. It was 3 days last year. It's 5 days this year. It's 7 days next year, and it's 10 days the year after. On top of that, you have the introduction of domestic violence leave. That's an additional 5 days. And we're going to have the introduction of pension auto-enrolment from the beginning of 2025, which is going to go from 1.5% to 6%. And business are paying for that. Now, in labour-intensive industries like hospitality, transport and logistics, retail, and even creche workers, it's a massive additional cost to business. And therefore, it's risking jobs. And one of the things that we're really, really concerned about is that there was no impact assessment on competitiveness or on businesses' ability to absorb those costs.
Now, people listening here will say, domestic violence leave, how could you be against that? Minimum wage, it lets some of the most vulnerable workers in the economy have a decent living. How could you object to these in any way?
We're not objecting to any of them. And each in and of their own right have huge merit. The issue is that nobody in government took the time to do an impact assessment as to whether or not business could afford this. And, you know, I'm in business a long time. I don't know of too many businesses that have 12.4% extra margin available to say, absolutely, that's no problem, I can absorb that. And it's an understanding for government to either pause or phase in these regulations. We in Ireland now have the second highest minimum wage in Europe. Now, France is known worldwide for having the strongest labour laws in existence, and we still have a higher minimum wage.
And isn't the reason for that because the cost base here is so high? So one thing is chasing the other. People are saying, I need this increase to afford basic necessities and goods in the shop. So we do get that old-fashioned wage cost spiral, or, you know, which comes first is always the issue. But isn't that the problem? Workers simply say, I need this to actually survive.
Absolutely. But the thing is, inflation is going to be impacted as a result. I mean, there's no way that businesses can absorb those costs and not pass them on. So where does it end? But the issue at the moment is just the speed at which these were introduced in such a short period of time and the shock that that is giving business. So if you look at a 12.4% increase in your overheads overnight, there's no way that business can sustain that. So they're either going to have to cut jobs or they're going to have to pass it on to the consumer. And all we're asking for is a little bit more awareness from government as to the impact on competitiveness and on jobs in Ireland for introducing all of these measures at the same time.
Sure. I'll let you get a glass of water there because I think you might need one. Of the different measures that are there, obviously that each one has a different effect. From what your members are saying, is there one particular one you take out of the list and say that's the most damaging one in scale terms?
Well, I just think the rate of the minimum wage increase of 12.4%, that has now set a benchmark for all wage demands, regardless of what you're paid. We've seen it recently with the Aer Lingus wage demand of 25% that ultimately landed at 17%. That is going to have an impact on wages across the economy, and business just can't sustain that level of increase.
Now, people will say, well, how bad is it? Are we seeing SMEs going out of business? We're obviously seeing certainly some carnage in the hospitality sector. A lot of well-known restaurants and some hotels as well have been in trouble. Other areas doing better, you know, small tech firms and so on. So we have to be careful that we don't say this is a uniform effect across the economy. There are different sectors. Some of them are doing quite well, actually. And some of our listeners would say, you know, businesses I do know are doing quite well. So which ones are more vulnerable, do you think?
92% of the businesses in the country are small to medium enterprise. they're the ones being most impacted. If you're a multinational, this might have a negligible impact on you because you already have high wages and high benefits. But particularly if you look at retail, if you look at hospitality, even if you look at transport and logistics, or you look at creche workers, this is having a disproportionate impact on the small and medium enterprise sector in this country, and awareness needs to be raised about it.
And do you think that the politicians just don't hear you? They used to be, you know, Fianna Fáil used to be described as the Publicans Party. Maybe that was a long time ago, but do you get any sense? Obviously, I've been talking about Jack Chambers in the budget saying, you know, he's not too minded to adjust the VAT rate in the hospitality area. Do you think the politicians just don't get it, or they're just responding to maybe a bit of populism? Or why do you think the once business and an organisation like yourself would have had their ear, now it seems to be just, as you say yourself, there's no studies being done. These things are just happening overnight via government press release or a budgetary measure in October. So what's happening politically?
I can't blame Jack Chambers, and I will say he's a very
erudite. Because he's just arrived.
And he's a very erudite politician, and he's very earnest in pursuit of what he does. But this is the concentration of this legislation happened about a year ago. And I think to a certain extent it was populism. And it's not each and every one of the measures that I've described have merit in their own right. The issue is compounding them in onto business in such a short period of time without an opportunity to pause, reflect and look at the impact. So it's not that we're against any of those measures. It's just the cumulative impact of them in a short period of time. So I do hope that Jack Chambers will consider the impact on business of the rolling out of this legislation, because the last thing I think anybody wants in this economy is for jobs to be lost as a result of government action.
And would an adjustment in the VAT rate, you see that one there mentioned this morning, would that help to sort of offset some of this, do you think?
It would, but the Restaurants Association of Ireland have specifically asked for it with regard to restaurants, not hotels. I'm not qualified in terms of understanding the absolute impact of that. But what I would say is government should do no harm, particularly in the context of the cost base.
Yeah, well, I agree in the sense that there's so many different contributors to inflation. I have to say some companies are big contributors to it. Government are, workers are, and the bill, I always say, has to land somewhere, right? So somebody has to pay for these higher costs. They tend to get split up and distributed through the economy. Listen, we leave it for now. October the 1st is budget day, so there is an opportunity to maybe some offsetting measures for employers, particularly SMEs. You can carve out them separately from the multinationals, so that can be done. For now, thank you very much. The President of the Employment Recruitment Federation, Siobhan Kinsel, thanks for coming in to us.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.